This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The birds are out this morning. I can hear them because my front door is open. And now I'm a little self-conscious, not because of the birds, but because there could very soon be people out and about. Early risers, I'm not an early riser. I would rather stay up all night than wake up at the crack of dawn. And it's not really dawn yet, but it's getting lighter out there. And so I would rather just stay up all night. But there are people who are crazy who get up at this hour. You know who you are. And you work out at this hour. Our boss is a nut. I don't think he's listening right now. Generally, he's done with his morning run by now. Are you kidding? He wakes up in the middle of the night to go running, and then he listens to our show while he's running. But I think he's probably done by now. I mean, there are people who choose to get up at this hour. And
not
if that's
two,
you,
not yeah. three, not four.
Can't do it. Can't do it at two, three, or four. I stink at mornings. Even if the morning is 11, I stink at those first 30 minutes when I wake up. But there are people who work out, exercise, walk their dog. It's trash day in my neighborhood, so we may hear the trash truck sooner rather than later. But there are people who get up and go out in their bathrobes to get the paper. There's a few. Car just went by. Actually, a truck just went by. And so there's starting to be more activity out there, mostly birds, but soon humans. And maybe I'll have to shut the door because I feel really self-conscious with people out walking their dogs and I'm not that far away hosting a radio show. They wouldn't know that, of course. They would just think I was talking really loudly to myself. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Good morning to you, you happy morning people. Again, you know who you are. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. It's new. It's new from Rocket Mortgage. Let's see. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. That is something I have noticed in my neighborhood and surrounding towns. There are a lot of properties going on the market. So the spring market itself, if you're into home sales, the spring market was obviously way down. Not a lot of people wanting to show their homes, and realtors not being allowed to show homes other than virtually, or people who didn't want to walk into homes that were for sale. I just missed that. Putting the offer in on the house that I purchased on March 6th. Can you believe that? 5 days before, and I always look at it through a sports calendar, 5 days before the NBA shut down and everything else in sports followed into hibernation. 5 days. And I wonder, because it's an older couple that sold me the house, they clearly had stopped cleaning or keeping up the house when they decided they were going to sell, and probably years before that. But they were an older couple that took off to South Carolina and didn't come back for a couple of months. So I'm wondering if, had it been a week later or 2 weeks later, they wouldn't have put the house on the market. So gosh, my timing was impeccable, but their timing was really impeccable. Just sometimes I think about these things and wonder what a difference a week could have made. we are in the week in which we celebrate our nation's birthday, our independence. 1776, of course, being the day, July 4th, 1776, and we're coming up on that anniversary. And so we're asking you in a series of show topics dedicated to highlighting the great features, some of the great features of the United States of America, this country in which we live. We're going to do four different topics, four for the fourth. That was a great hashtag that was suggested by a listener on Facebook. Tonight's specific hashtag is Jovial July Jaunts. Whether it's a place you go on vacation, whether it's a place that you visited in the past, maybe it's where you live, whatever it is, your favorite spot in the United States of America, that is our topic. And you can find us on Twitter, After Hours CBS, or on our Facebook page named after the show. We've been taking your phone calls, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. And you can go all over this great country and find some obscure little town like I did, Owen, Wisconsin. Current population, not even 950 people. or you can do something much grander, like the Grand Canyon. Whatever it is, you're giving me all kinds of suggestions. And we've had answers from all over the country and locations all over the United States of America, which is awesome. So again, find us on Twitter or Facebook, and we will then continue to share those throughout the day, even retweeting them. And I know a lot of you like to go and read the thread on our Facebook page. As we're talking about places in the United States where we like to visit, we like to go. Some of you have heard me talk about Concord, New Hampshire. Now, it's home. As close to a home as I have, that's where I'm from, is Concord, New Hampshire. And for a time in my life, junior high, maybe the first year of high school, we lived in a log cabin. Believe it or not, how cliche is that? We lived in a log cabin in New Hampshire. And then when we moved out into the boonies of Concord, and we lived... Well, we lived in the woods, and so we had a bear who lived in our front yard, believe it or not. The capital city of New Hampshire, we had a bear that lived in our front yard, but we were 9 miles outside the epicenter of the city. Anyway, so I do love New England. It will always be a home to me, even though I've not been there in such a long time. Well, I lived in Connecticut, but that wasn't quite like New Hampshire. Anyway, New England now obviously is in the news, and Cam Newton deciding to make New England his home for at least these few months of the NFL season. A lot of talk about it. He hasn't said a whole lot, but he likes to unveil some cryptic messages through videos on his YouTube channel or on Instagram. He does both. And the one that he released on Monday was in response to his one-year deal that's worth up to $7.5 million, reportedly, with the New England Patriots. And he doesn't say a whole lot about New England, but he does give you a peek behind the curtain to what the last few months have been like for him and to how he's been spending these last few months since he was cut by the Carolina Panthers.
Been on here for 60 minutes. Since the time I got on here to the time I'm about to finish. My phone ain't stopping. What I say is because I want to do a service to my fans. I want to do a service to everybody who's following me. They following this situation. Like right now, like I'm angry. I'm just feel let down. But at the same time, I'm not bitter. You know what I mean? And I know first day I came into this league, that this day was going to come.
So Cam Newton is in a weight room. You can hear the clinking of the weights, and he's going through a 60-minute workout. And he says, the 60 minutes that I've been in here, my phone hasn't stopped. But, you know, I'm not going to pick it up. I'm just going to say to you, I'm angry. I'm, you know, all these emotions that he lists, but I'm not bitter. And I knew when I got into this league that this day might come. So he's kind of flashing back with this video, and he's giving you a peek behind what, you know, behind the curtain of what these last few months have been like for him. And it's safer to do, of course. It's easier to do once you have a new home and a new opportunity. But because he feels like he's got this chance with the New England Patriots now, he has deemed this the right time to share some of his thoughts about the Carolina Panthers and about how it happened and how it broke down and how it ended with the Carolina Panthers, a team for which he holds nearly every passing record in their franchise history. So it's kind of cryptic. He doesn't say a whole lot about the Patriots, but you can imagine. I used this analogy on our last show. What's the best way to get over a broken heart and a love that broke your heart? Well, to find a new love. That's the cliche. That's what people say. Find a new relationship into which you can throw your energy. Now, there is such a thing as a rebound relationship. But in the case of Cam Newton, a rebound is exactly what he's looking for. He's looking for another opportunity, another relationship. It could be a match made in heaven. It may last, but it may not. And it's okay if it doesn't, as long as he has the chance to prove himself. And that's what he needs right now. He needs a shot. Give me a shot. Let me show you I can still do this. Let me show you I can still play this position in a unique and talented way. Let me show you I'm healthy again. Let me show you these problems are behind me, and I'll prove to you that I deserve to be a starter in this league. Now, theoretically, a 31-year-old should be in the prime of his career as a quarterback. He may not run as much. He may not bulldoze as many linebackers, but Cam Newton certainly has shown us that he can be a pocket passer as well. He's always had the athleticism that made him a threat in multiple ways. But can he still hurt defenses? Can he still use those same skills in a way that are dangerous after the injuries? That's the major question. There is no question, though, of how he felt about the end with the Panthers.
I have no idea what's the next steps. But one thing about it, and with God's grace, I know that there will be a next step. So I just wanted to make this video, let you guys know, y'all believe the hype. You know what I'm saying? I never once, and I say this right now, I never once wanted to leave Carolina. Don't let them believe. Don't let them make you believe anything else. It was their decision. I stuck with it, and I knew that, so I asked for a trade.
I never once wanted to leave Carolina. Don't believe the hype. Again, he's taking us back now to those days in March that were filled up with workouts because that's all he could do. But he did at that time say, I believe there will be another opportunity. And now he can show us these videos because that opportunity has played out right in front of us. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Earlier in the show, I mentioned the fact that even if Cam wanted to, which I do not believe he does, I don't believe he's going to squander this opportunity because he had to wait months to get it. Those months of uncertainty have a way of humbling an athlete, having his firing by the Panthers, so to speak, played out so publicly, and then watching other quarterbacks get jobs where he did not, having to lower his expectations, but still landing in a pretty incredible spot. I mean, all of this has been humbling, probably humiliating in some ways for an athlete as high profile as Cam Newton, who's had so much success, and is so proud. He doesn't want to go into New England and bust the whole thing up. Now, does he want to leave his fingerprints? Does he want to be a leader? Absolutely. I mean, that's what Cam is used to. But even if he wanted to go in and stir up a bunch of drama, even if he wanted to go in and change everything, it's just not possible with the Patriots locker room. A, Bill Belichick rules with an iron fist. We know that for sure. What Bill says goes, even for guys like Tom Brady. Now, Brady had more wiggle room. He had more leeway, but it's still all about Bill Belichick and the way that he runs the ship. But also there are other veterans in that locker room that aren't going to cave to Cam. Again, I don't believe Cam wants to do this. I believe he wants to make the most of this opportunity. But you've got guys who have been in New England for a long time, who know the Patriot way, who live the Patriot way, and who maintain the standards that Bill Belichick has laid out for them and recognize that these are standards and these are guidelines and this is the way we do things because that's how we win. guys like Matthew Slater, the special teams captain who's been there forever, it feels like. Guys like the McCourties. And a lot of these guys are on the defensive side of the ball, and they really set the tone. They did all of last year when the offense struggled. So it was cool to hear Devin McCourty on the Double Coverage podcast, and he does with his brother, talking about Cam Newton once the news broke about him joining the Patriots quarterback room.
When you add a guy like Cam Newton, it makes our quarterback room even better. The poise and the jump and the leap you expect for Stiddy to make. And I think it'll be interesting just to train in camp and competing and out and all of that. That's how we all get better.
Stiddy. I know that wasn't the point of what Devin was saying, but Stiddy is what he called him. Oh, I like that, Stiddy. Jarrett Stidham is who he's referring to. And I wonder what his reaction was when Cam Newton when the signing was reported and when Cam Newton was brought on board. I don't know. I'm not sure if I think that Bill Belichick's the kind of guy that would have gone to Stiddy first and said, "Hey, Stiddy, we're going to bring Cam Newton on board. I hope you don't mind." Yeah, something tells me Belichick. I mean, maybe he did it as a courtesy, but something tells me Belichick's not the kind of guy who asks for the advice or the input of his players. Not very often, anyway. When it comes to signings, he's got his ideas. He's got his way of doing things, and that's just kind of how it is. It's either my way or the highway.
I have no knowledge of anything.
Even now, Tom Brady. So Devin McCourty, of course, his twin brother is Jason. We had them both with us wearing identical outfits representing Pizza Hut at the Super Bowl Radio Row in Miami. And they swore to me they were not duping me. And they were, in fact, Devin and Jason, the way that they sat down at the desk. But Devin and his brother do this podcast. And Devin says, at this point, after all these years, nothing surprises me in New England.
I'm never shocked with anything we do as a Patriots organization, because I think I've been very fortunate to be here. I feel like everything we do is always in the thought process of trying to win. And I think that's what it comes down to, trying to make the team better.
He's been there for a decade. He's been with the Patriots his entire career. And so he knows, again, you've got this steady, grounded core of veteran players that I believe will toe the line. And even if Cam wanted to disrupt what they've got in New England, he wouldn't be able to. Even without Tom Brady, it's too solid. The foundation is too solid. And there are guys that have been there too long, and you're expected to fall in line. Not that personality isn't encouraged, but it's team first. It's always team first. And that's a sacrifice that some players are not willing to make. But if you are willing to make it, you get to be part of what is the winningest franchise, really the model franchise in sports, not just football, for the last two decades. So I do believe that this is the type of organization that can absorb personalities or guys who've had problems. Now, you can look at Cam, and we could argue about, you know, his passion, his personality, some of his faux pas, whatever, whatever, whatever. There are people who would tell you he's a problem. There are other people who tell you no way. Wherever you fall on the Cam Newton spectrum, he's always controversial. We know that for sure. There's always a lot of debate around Cam Newton. And so it's just interesting to think about him in that Patriots locker room as a member of the Patriot way. Coming up next, we'll ask Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman who now has the Ross Tucker Football Podcast and a YouTube channel himself. He'll join us and we'll talk a little football. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Good morning to you, you crazy morning people, here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
On third and goal from the 17, Newton backs up. Fires end zone, one-handed grab. Are you serious for the touchdown? Greg Olsen, he just went out Odell Beckham style and speared it at the tee in Panthers.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Mick Mixon on the Panthers Radio Network. Cam Newton owning nearly every major Panthers passing record, but he is with the New England Patriots now and has a second chance to make a new impression post-injuries. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We're pleased to welcome former NFL offensive lineman, current media star, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, as well as a star of his own YouTube channel, Ross Tucker, joining us. Good morning, friend. How are you?
Amy, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Sure. So you have been busy with your podcast talking about this piece of news that broke Sunday evening in the NFL. What do you think about the marriage between the Patriots and Cam Newton?
Well, I think I'm as fascinated as anybody to see how Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick use him. You know, he doesn't have a skill set that's really suited for what they've been doing with Tom Brady most of the last 20 years. I think Cam's at his best when he's throwing the ball down the field, middle of the field, deep dig routes. He's obviously the best power runner at that position we've ever seen. But that's also not the skill set of guys like Jarrett Stidham and Brian Hoyer. So I think it'll be really interesting early in training camp to see how much stuff they put in the game plan, or at least they put in to the offense, that's Cam specific versus what they have been doing. Because you'd like to think that if Cam's going to be the starter, the offense will look a lot different than it would be if Jarrett Stidham or Brian Hoyer were the starters. And I guess that's the other takeaway I had, Amy, that a lot of people were giving me flack for on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL. I do not think that it is a mortal lock that Cam Newton is going to be the starter. I think he will be. I don't know if it's 75% chance or 90 or whatever. I think Cam probably will be the starter. But there's a lot of factors in play. I mean, you know, he's coming off of multiple surgeries, hasn't played well since the first half of the 2018 season.
Right.
And Stidham's been there a year already. And you know that the Patriots don't ever look at things as just a one-year deal. I mean, they look at things for years in advance. And in that sense, they'd really be better off if Stidham wins the job, right? I mean, they have Stidham under contract, cheap, for years to come. So they'd really be better off if somehow Stidham played really well. And there's a lot of history of guys going to the Patriots with big names a little bit later in their careers, and it's just not working out as they thought. I mean, Joey Galloway and Torrey Holt and Reggie Wayne, John Lynch, Albert Haynesworth. There's a lot of situations like that. And now with Cam, you know, the most notable one maybe is Tom Brady beating out Drew Bledsoe, who at the time was the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. So we'll see. I think Cam wins the job. And if he's totally healthy, I'd be surprised if he didn't. But I also think if you've been paying attention to New England over the last 20 years, I don't think you can say it's a done deal.
But you also know about Belichick, Ross, that he likes guys who are versatile, who can present a lot of different talents, a varied skill set, who he can use in different situations. And Cam, again, if he's healthy, that's always the caveat, brings the size, the strength, and the power, not to mention the wisdom and the experience that Belichick could use. Belichick can adjust, but Cam Newton brings this unique skill set that not very many quarterbacks have.
Well, nobody's ever had it. I mean, I can't think of anyone that's ever been able – I don't know, Amy, if you've ever seen him in person. The guy is a giant.
Huge, yes.
I mean, it's huge. I remember seeing him at the Super Bowl with the Cowboys down in Dallas with the Steelers and the Packers. I was at an event with my wife, and Cam walked in. And first of all, my wife commented on how nice his skin was. That was great. but he is humongous. It's unbelievable. I mean, he is legitimately a bigger human being than a lot of tight ends and defensive ends. It really takes your breath away just to see how big he really is at that position. So I don't think we've ever seen anybody with his skill set, and that's why everyone's so intrigued to see what he does in New England. The only thing I would say is, you know, about the if he's healthy and all that, you know, Carolina had him under contract. Mm-hmm. And Carolina had him under contract for $18 million, which is very reasonable, especially when you consider they're giving Teddy Bridgewater $20 million. And they elected to move on from him. They elected to cut Cam Newton. And Ron Rivera wasn't exactly beating down the door in Washington to give the Redskins an additional option at quarterback or to bring Cam Newton in. So the caveat of it healthy is always there. But those are the two things that kind of make me wonder, like, Carolina cut him. Ron Rivera didn't really want him. That makes me wonder a little bit. And I also say this about the health part of it. You know, when you're inside the white lines in the NFL, nobody cares. Like, nobody cares what's bothering you. Nobody cares what your ailment is. And I just say that because as good as he was the first half of the 2018 season, how he performed in the second half and how he performed last year until the foot, like, that counts. I mean, when you're inside the white line, there's a lot of guys out there that are playing with something, playing through something.
Sure.
How you perform, when you say, I'm okay, I'm good enough to be inside those white lines, how you perform matters.
Ross Tucker has his own YouTube channel, and you can find him youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL, a former NFL offensive lineman, now a great talker. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. The NFLPA has put this memo out and is trying to cover all the bases with agents. Tell your players all the risks, inform them so they can make the right decision for them. Ross, if you were still in the NFL, what would you need to hear? What would you need to know for you to say the risk is worth it for me?
Well, I think I would have to have a real good understanding of my personal health background. You know, and if I have any of the risk factors that are out there, and then also what my living situation is, you know, do my parents live with me, as is the case with some of these guys? Now, for me personally, I didn't have the risk factors. I didn't have my parents living with me. And, you know, I played for 7 years, but that was age 22 to age 29, right? So I would not have personally been overly concerned, but I totally respect any guys that are. And I think everyone should have the ability to opt out of this season if they so choose and have their contract toll until the 2021 season. Now, I don't think that they should get paid to not play, because if that's the case, then why would anybody play? I mean, if you can sit home and not subject yourself to not only the coronavirus risk, but the wear and tear on your joints, the risk of orthopedic injuries. I don't know why you would play if you can get paid to sit at home. So I don't think they can pay the guys to opt out, but you should be able to opt out if that's what you think is best for you and your family. I don't envision many guys doing that. I think most guys would probably be more like I was, which is A, you're in your 20s and you're in great shape, and B, you're probably more concerned about the very real risk of, you know, hurting your back, your neck, your shoulders, your knees. You know, when I would pray before a game, Amy, I would pray that I didn't suffer a serious injury that affected the rest of my life. And so that's more of a concern every time you take the football field than, in my mind at least, I would have had over the coronavirus.
We know that the NFL, the average career is, what, 3.4 years, something like that. It's not more than 4 years, and it's not for long. That's what a lot of people will tell you that those three letters stand for. Don't you think there are a lot of guys that would be fearful of opting out because they might not get another chance?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't see very many guys opting out. I mean, I think maybe if you are a star player, you know, I know Malcolm Jenkins had some comments on CNN, and perhaps if you're like in year 13 of your career and you've made $60 million, I think that there's a chance that there might be a couple guys like that will opt out. But you're talking about life-altering money for a lot of these guys. And you're talking about an opportunity that is a very, very short window to make that life-altering money. And I just don't think you're going to get very many guys that are going to opt out of that opportunity for them and their families. I think that's one area that – two areas that make football a lot different than like baseball or the NBA. Number one is the careers are much shorter. And number two, just the nature of playing professional football, you're taking a lot of risks every time you go out there anyway. You know, you're very cognizant of the risks that you're taking. And as I mentioned earlier, I don't think that many guys are going to think the risk of getting the coronavirus, COVID-19, whatever, is greater than the risk they're already taking in terms of serious orthopedic injuries, even just the CTE and the brain stuff, Amy, right, every time you take the field.
Knowing what you know about how the NFL operates and what we've seen so far with other sports, how optimistic are you that the NFL season actually takes place?
Well, they're going to start it. They're going to try it, I would imagine. Although the way things are going in a number of states right now, which is extremely disappointing, it's infuriating, to be honest with you, that more people don't wear a mask, that more people don't take some of the simple precautions that can be taken to really make a difference. It's scary. And it's scary on a lot of levels because, number one, I think there's a very real chance that there's no college football, and even the NFL, perhaps the season gets shortened if the outbreaks continue or there's outbreaks within teams. And not that this is a primary concern of a lot of people listening, but the amount of jobs in the media and the amount of media companies that need the football season to survive, I'm just not sure people realize how much of a negative impact it could have on a lot of people if there's no football season. But unfortunately, it does not appear as if people are or were willing to make the sacrifices over the last month or so to keep this thing under control.
Yeah, it's a part of living in a free country, right? You get to make your choices, but our country protects both what we would see as maybe good and then also bad choices too. You can find Ross on Twitter at Ross Tucker NFL. I'm going to remain optimistic because I have to. It would be no fun to do my job if I couldn't be optimistic about something. Also check out his YouTube channel. Good stuff there too. YouTube.com/RossTuckerNFL. It's always great to talk to you. Thanks for a couple of minutes this morning, Ross.
Of course, Amy. My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
One of my favorite Jason Aldean songs, Flyover States, about the heartland. They've never done.
That seed busted his ass for you and me. You're called a harvest moon in Kansas.
There are so many incredible spots in this United States of America. The big city, sure. The natural wonders like the Grand Canyon, the incredible mountains, the oceans. But there are a lot of little towns along the way. Maybe Route 66 or Highway 1, some road trip that you've taken that's put you in a spot that blew you away. We're asking you in this week leading up to Independence Day and our nation's birthday, what's your favorite spot in the United States of America? Because I want to highlight the great features about our country in a year in which it feels like there's a lot more bad news and a lot more negativity and anxiety and fear about our country than there is positivity and optimism and hope and gratefulness. And I recommend to everyone that you try to travel outside the United States and specifically go to a part of our world that is maybe third world country or poor or they're not free like Cuba. And I come back to that. I've gone to Mozambique in Africa, and I've spent 2 weeks there camping in the bush and working with kiddos in the eighth poorest country in the world. And I mean, that's on the Indian Ocean, right? I've spent time halfway across the globe, and I've spent more than a month in the nation of Cuba, and I've seen how blessed we are to have freedoms, even if we exploit them sometimes, even if that freedom that we have in the United States as a citizen of the United States means that we are free to make bad choices. It's still better than having no choice at all. And so I love our country as bad as it gets sometimes and as divided as we are sometimes. I still think this is the greatest country in the world and there's no place I'd rather live. And so this is a good week to highlight some of our favorite things about the good old U.S. of A. And so tonight we've been asking you, now this morning, asking you on social media, your favorite spot in the United States. And I've even seen some answers from Canada, which is kind of cool. So on Twitter, A-Law Radio, on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, it may be where you live. It may be a spot you visited. It may be one spot that has particular fond memories for you. For me, two of the places are the towns that I spent time in growing up with my grandparents. And outside of Concord, New Hampshire, these were the places that meant the most to me. And so I was talking earlier about the Youngstown, Ohio area, Northeast Ohio, where my maternal grandparents lived and where my mom grew up, and how much I love those summers and holidays, and really anytime my mom could ship me out there, that's where me and my brother went with all of our cousins and our crazy big Italian family. And then the other spot being almost not the complete opposite, but a different area, different vibe, Owen, Wisconsin. Now my Grammy Helen no longer lives there, but she was born and raised in Clark County, Wisconsin, the middle of cow country. So really it's a map dot. And it's now population fewer than 1,000 people, but it's peaceful and it's quiet and it's slow compared to the rest of my life. I could always feel my physical body and my brain slowing down when I was there. And it was always so good for me. And so those are two places that will always be really special to me, as well as Fripp Island, South Carolina. And I'm sure when I get to the Grand Canyon, that will be on the list as well. Alaska, phenomenal. The most incredible shades of gray that I've ever seen in Sitka, Alaska, all of the bald eagles, whitewater rafting in Juneau, Alaska. By the time we were done, I couldn't feel my feet or my hands, and I couldn't even untie the boots that they put me in because we were so cold whitewater rafting on the river in Juneau, Alaska. But our nation has so much to offer, and I love the variety, the mountains to the plains to the oceans, to every corner that has so many different colors and so many different sights that we can take in. So lots of you are finding us on Twitter and Facebook, and we've also taken your phone calls, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's sponsored by Geico. Did you know that right now Geico offers an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico already saves you, so there's no need to wait. Not one more minute. Well, wait until the show is over. Visit geico.com to learn more. 855-212-4227. I did a podcast. It wasn't a sports podcast. It was more of a kind of a variety talk podcast on Monday as a guest. And there were actually a couple of women who were talking about pets during the pandemic and pets during July 4th. And another guest was looking at the medical angle, and there was another musical guest, and there was me. And the host was asking me about sports in 2020. Are we going to have sports in 2020? And I get it. It's a common question, but you know, there are actually sports taking place in 2020, like the NWSL. This is women's soccer in the U.S. and starting on Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 a.m. Pacific, the best women's soccer players in the world get on the field as the Houston Dash, battle the Utah Royals in the NWSL Challenge Cup. It's streamed live on CBS All Access and available on CBS Sports Network at midnight Eastern Time. There's soccer going on all across the world. And outside the U.S., of course, it's the number one sport in the world. We love it. We don't love it like they love it outside our borders. So we've got soccer to add to the NASCAR and the golf that continue on. I wouldn't say completely unscathed, but relatively unscathed. They've been able to now be in operation. NASCAR 6 weeks. Golf is entering week number four. Soccer back all over Europe, and we've got baseball in other parts of the country. In other parts of the world, soon to be in parts of the country here in the U.S. So there are plenty of sports going on out there. UFC, with Vegas and Vegas inviting your tired, your poor, your hungry, your huddled masses for your sporting events. And so we could see more and more events that pop up. But it's a matter of navigating information and research and risks that athletes and leagues have never had to navigate before. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I think in Major League Baseball, we've been so caught up in the battle, between the billionaires and the millionaires, and that's kind of how it's termed, that we forget about some of the other risks out there. And so as we head through these next few days and weeks, as the team start to get back to working out and then eventually practices and their kind of brief spring training, maybe the focus becomes more about the actual sport than it does about the virus. And I know the virus doesn't go away. I don't think we want it to, because when we're talking about it, as opposed to shutting down, when we're navigating those risks, well, then that's a positive thing. And the more you know, right? That used to be a TV network theme. The more you know. And so I think armed with information, that's the best place to be for sure. Thanks for all of your responses about your favorite spot in the United States. We've seen Maui, Hawaii. We've seen Sin City from Justin, San Antonio, Texas, all over the country. And so we'll have another way to highlight this great country of ours coming up tonight on The Hump Show. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.